I'm Dan Klufstad. A new survey finds more than 60% of Illinois students will begin the semester fully online. That's after months of discussion on how they should be taught this fall. Sean Crawford has more.
The Illinois State Board of Education conducted the survey of school districts. The online approach is considered the safest for students and staff during the pandemic, although many have indicated they'll consider reopening classrooms later this fall. About 30% of students will start with a hybrid model involving a mix of online and in-person instruction. Mark Kleisner is president for the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. He applauds the state's decision to allow local districts to decide what works best for them.
I think it's been very wise not to dictate one way or the other because it can't be done the same everywhere.
Only 8% of students will be inside school buildings full time. In those districts, the state is requiring masks, social distancing, and cleaning protocols. I'm Sean Crawford.
Exelon says it will close two of its nuclear plants in northern Illinois next year. The closure of the Byron and Dresden generating stations could result in the loss of up to 1,400 jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenue. Exelon President and CEO Christopher Crane says shutting down the plants is necessary to preserve even more jobs elsewhere. Both plants are in Congressman Adam Kinzinger's district. The 16th District Republican called Exelon's announcement a gut punch to the people of Illinois.
So this is a big concern, not just in terms of the jobs in my district, which is significant, but in terms of the energy portfolio for the United States, for the state of Illinois, the tax base, and our future. We get half our power from nuclear. So you start shutting that down, it's gonna change things a lot.
Kinzinger spoke on the 21st show. He said he worked at the federal level to support nuclear energy, but now it's up to state lawmakers to keep the plants open. In a statement, Kinzinger called on U.S. Senator Dick Durbin to work with him to get recent ComEd fines transferred from the Department of Justice to communities that will be affected by the proposed closures. ComEd is a subsidiary of Exelon. A Northern Illinois Health Department continues to recommend coronavirus testing for asymptomatic individuals who've been exposed. The guidance from the Winnebago County Health Department comes as community transmission of the disease rises in several areas of Illinois and in reaction to the CDC removing this criteria from their guidelines. I'm Dan Klufstad.
It's 7:19, and I'm Leah Lerner. Some southern Illinois counties along the Mississippi River will share money headed to the state for flood relief. The funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will flow to the Illinois EMA, along with the state's Department of Natural Resources, of course, meant to help rebuild after damage from spring flooding last year in 2019. Alexander, Jackson, Randolph, and Union counties are all on the list to receive a portion of the $2.4 million. Many adults and children are falling behind on routine vaccinations as the COVID-19 pandemic wears on. One physician says he hopes that doesn't hold true as flu season begins. Dr. Brian Curtis is Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services at OSF Healthcare in Peoria. He says the Southern Hemisphere, which is just emerging from winter now, had a pretty mild year.
And our hope is that if people adhere to social distancing and masking and hand hygiene and then vaccination, that we should experience the same thing here.
Curtis says while it's important to get a flu vaccination every year, it's even more so than usual this fall when COVID-19 and influenza could pack a potent punch if proper precautions aren't taken. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Boss thinks President Donald Trump is the right person to lead the country out of economic trouble. The Murfreesboro Republican spoke during a special Illinois GOP program ahead of Wednesday's convention coverage. He admits he doesn't always agree with the things President Trump says or posts on social media. There's more to him than meets the eye, says Boss. More on our website.